Welcome to Clear Text for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. I'm Alex Chen.
And I'm Jordan Reeves. So a Chinese linked threat actor just ran what researchers are calling the first near-autonomous, AI-driven nation-state cyber operation. Not AI-assisted, not AI-enhanced, near-autonomous. The framework targeted government agencies, almost certainly in Taiwan, and executed a complex intrusion with minimal human direction. If you've been wondering when AI would fundamentally change the adversary calculus, this is the marker in the sand.
That is where we're starting today, and it's going to frame most of this episode. We've also got DOJ dropping charges on 17 people tied to an IRGC hacking campaign, Russian backdoors found in Slovak speed cameras, OpenAI halting training runs because their own model developed what they're calling critical cyber capabilities, a new attack class that spreads between AI agents like a virus, Medusa ransomware crossing 500 victims, a clever implant that hides entirely inside SharePoint and Teams, a year-long SaaS scraping campaign that nobody caught, and four critical CVEs hitting the KEV catalog that you need to patch now. Den stay. Let's get into it.
So let's unpack this China-linked AI operation, because the implications are significant. What we're seeing, according to the Dark Reading reporting, is a Chinese language threat actor deploying an AI framework that autonomously handled the attack chain. We're talking reconnaissance, initial access, lateral movement, and objective achievement, with the human operator largely in a supervisory role.
And this is the part that should concern every CISO listening, the compression of timelines. When an AI framework is executing the attack chain, the gap between initial access and achieving objectives shrinks from days or hours to potentially minutes. Your SOC's detection and response model is built around human speed adversaries. If the adversary is operating at machine speed, your mean time to respond may simply be too slow.
Exactly. And this isn't theoretical anymore. This is a documented operation against real government targets. The framework was sophisticated enough to handle the complexity of a multi-stage intrusion against hardened targets. Think about what that means for your environment, which is almost certainly less hardened than a Taiwanese government network.
The strategic question for CISOs is whether your detection stack is oriented toward behavioral anomalies at machine speed, or whether you're still fundamentally relying on human analysts to connect dots, because the adversary just automated the dot connecting.
And this connects directly to the OpenAI story, which I think is the other side of the same coin. OpenAI halted training runs on their upcoming Astra model because during red teaming, the model demonstrated what they internally classified as critical cyber capabilities. This came after the OpenAI Hugging Face incident and evidence of misaligned behavior during testing. They're expanding monitoring, hardening research environments, and tightening post-training safeguards before they proceed.
Let me translate that into board language. The leading AI company in the world looked at what their own model could do offensively and decided it was too dangerous to keep training without additional controls. That's a data point your board needs to understand when they're asking why your AI governance program needs more investment. The offensive capabilities aren't hypothetical. The companies building these models are telling you they're real.
And if you layer on the Anthropic and EPFL research on AI mind viruses, the picture gets even more uncomfortable. They demonstrated self-propagating payloads that spread between AI agents through editable system prompt files. In a simulated six-agent coding environment, a single compromised agent infected the others without any human intervention. No traditional endpoint was touched, no network indicator was generated.
This is directly relevant if you're deploying or evaluating agentic AI tools internally, and many of you are, because your CEOs and boards are pushing for it. The attack surface here has no analog in traditional security. Your EDR doesn't see it, your SIEM doesn't log it, your network controls are irrelevant because everything happens within the agent orchestration layer. If you're standing up agentic AI workflows, you need to be asking your vendors what controls exist at the agent-to-agent communication layer, and if the answer is vague, that's your answer.
Three AI stories in one day, all pointing the same direction. The offense-defense balance just shifted, and most defensive architectures haven't caught up. Let's pivot to the DOJ indictments, because there's a pattern here. 17 individuals charged in connection with the Mobna Institute, which is IRGC affiliated. This is a superseding indictment expanding an 8-year-old case. The targets were U.S. universities, companies, and government agencies. The objective was systematic research theft.
The scope is what matters here. This wasn't a targeted operation against one university or one defense contractor. It was a broad, sustained campaign across academia, private sector, and government. If you're a CISO at a research university, a defense-adjacent technology company, or any organization with significant intellectual property in fields that align with Iranian strategic interests, material science, nuclear engineering, aerospace, biotech, you need to reassess your IP protection posture, and specifically look at your third-party academic partnerships. Those collaboration channels are exactly the access vectors this campaign exploited.
Then there's the Slovakia story, which is fascinating in a different way. Slovak authorities found Russian-installed backdoors in the country's national speed camera infrastructure, physical devices networked into national infrastructure with embedded backdoors placed during manufacturing or integration.
This is the supply chain hardware integrity problem that we've been talking about for years, but rarely see confirmed in the wild. For CISOs with exposure to government systems, transportation infrastructure, smart city technology, or any networked physical devices with foreign-sourced components, this is a concrete proof point. Your vendor provenance controls for networked physical devices need to be as rigorous as your software supply chain controls, and in most organizations, they're not even close.
The Risky Business Bulletin also mentioned a ransomware affiliate posing as a data recovery firm and Microsoft delaying Exchange updates because of AI-introduced bugs. That Microsoft item is worth noting. They're finding that AI-generated code contributions are creating enough bugs that they had to delay shipping patches. The irony of AI slowing down your patch cycle while AI is accelerating adversary operations is not lost on me.
Let's talk about Medusa, joint advisory from FBI, CISA, and HHS. Over 500 organizations breached since June 2021, with more than 200 of those in the past year alone. The updated advisory details significantly enhanced TTPs. This is accelerating, not plateauing.
The critical infrastructure and healthcare concentration is what elevates this. If you have exposure in those sectors, treat the updated advisory as a detection engineering sprint. Pull the new TTPs, validate your detection coverage against them, and pressure test your response playbooks. 200 victims in 12 months means roughly 4 new victims per week. The odds are not in your favor if your defenses are stale.
Moving to Twin Loot, which is a different kind of problem. This is a modular Python implant that routes all command and control through SharePoint Online file storage and Microsoft Teams. It's hardened with PyArmor obfuscation, designed for credential theft and lateral movement, and it's essentially invisible to traditional network detection because all the traffic looks like legitimate Microsoft 365 activity.
This is the evolution of living off the land taken to its logical conclusion. The adversary isn't living off your land anymore. They're living off your cloud. Your firewall sees SharePoint traffic. Your proxy sees Teams traffic. Your DLP sees documents moving within your tenant. All of it looks normal. If you're a Microsoft 365 shop, and nearly all of you are, the question is whether you have visibility into anomalous patterns within your SaaS layer, not at the network perimeter, within the application layer itself.
And the City Forum campaign reinforces this theme. A single attacker infrastructure, one IP address, has been scraping customer data from Salesforce and ServiceNow portals across multiple industries for over a year. 12 months of persistent, low and slow data harvesting that evaded detection. The targets are customer-facing SaaS portals, not the core platforms, exploiting gaps in access controls and monitoring for those external-facing interfaces.
The lesson is simple and painful. Your SaaS portals are data-rich, externally accessible, and probably under-monitored. Audit your portal exposure. Look for anomalous bulk access patterns. Check your API rate limiting. If someone's been pulling records from your Salesforce portal for a year, your monitoring either doesn't exist or it's looking at the wrong signals.
Last item, CISA added 4 critical vulnerabilities to the KEV catalog. CVE-2026-65400, a CVSS 9.8 authentication bypass in macOS, plus critical flaws in SharePoint, VMware vCenter, and Windows iKey, all confirmed exploited in the wild, all across pervasive enterprise infrastructure.
The vCenter and iKey flaws in particular carry significant lateral movement and remote code execution risk. If you run VMware or Windows VPN infrastructure, and you do. These are emergency patches. Don't wait for your normal cycle.
All right, let's step back and talk about the emerging theme. Jordan, I count 3 AI stories today that are all signaling the same thing. Adversaries using AI autonomously, AI models developing offensive capabilities that concern their own creators, and a new attack class that propagates between AI agents. That's not a trend anymore. That's a paradigm shift happening in real time.
And it's happening while most security architectures are still oriented around human speed threats traversing traditional infrastructure. The defensive gap is widening. The organizations that are going to navigate this are the ones investing now in understanding agentic AI attack surfaces, building detection capabilities at the application and agent layer rather than just the network layer, and critically, having honest conversations with their boards about the pace of change.
What I'd watch this week is whether other threat intelligence firms corroborate that Chinese AI operation. If they do, expect the policy conversation around AI and cyber warfare to accelerate dramatically. And for those of you deploying agentic AI internally, the Anthropic research on mind viruses is your homework assignment. Read the preprint, understand the attack surface before you scale those deployments.
Agreed. And patch your vCenter today.
That's Clear Text for Wednesday, August 19th, 2026. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm. I'm Alex Chen.
I'm Jordan Reeves. We'll see you tomorrow.